let me say it anymore. Don't wanna play anymore. Don't wanna say anymore.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Let's go get him, Ken. Hey, good day, podcast audience. This is your guy, Kenny. And listen to what it is I want to say to you today. That opening track that started the podcast, not my personal band, the Postal Jamming Guys, the opening track, I Need Your Best. That was no accident, because let me tell you what I'm looking at and what I'm contemplating. It appears to me that Columbus, Ohio, and I can only speak about Columbus because that's where I'm employed, just refuses to follow guidance from headquarters. I've spoken to headquarters, and headquarters has come down, requested that Miss Patterson, Kelly Patterson out of Cincinnati, investigate and respond, or Miss Patterson responds to me on my inquiry to headquarters. And let me tell you something, from my opinion, because I don't like anybody getting too upset with me, it is nonsense, the responses that I get. They respond to me as if I have no clue of what's really going on in this business right now. They talk to me as if they forgot I spent over 25 years in postal management, and I only say that because they should understand that I understand operations. So here's what I'm going to propose, because everything that I send to headquarters is me advocating on behalf of employees. Well, I understand that our Postmaster General right now he's got his hands full. You got a bunch of people who don't know anything about the post office trying to remove him from a job that I think you got to give him a chance to see what he can do. That's just me, though. But I know he's busy. But I know that we have elected officials in Columbus, Ohio, or the state of Ohio, and particularly Congresswoman Beattie, and I have reached out to her office. Now, let me tell you something, folks. Inside of Columbus, Ohio, I've got contacts that have direct access to this level of politician. Believe me when I tell you, if you are serious about changing the environment, the work culture in Columbus, Ohio, right now is a good time to make that happen. But now let me tell you something, and I'm trying to give this to you straight with no chaser, like I always do. If you just want to complain, listen to me. I will listen to you all day, because believe it or not, it is very relaxing. Anytime something is heavy on your mind and you get an opportunity to verbally speak it out, it makes you feel better. But if you want to complain because you want to be a part of the campaign or the crusade that's going to change the work environment, change the work culture in Columbus, Ohio, then you need to stop talking and let's start working. First thing, and we can't move to the second thing until this first thing is done, and is done sufficiently. If you have a complaint that you would like to hear voiced outside of the postal forum, and I'm talking pretty much in the tune of a congressional investigation, then this is what I'm going to need you to do. I need you to write out your complaint. Do not tell me, because I don't want to have individuals come to inquire about what I'm saying, and then all of a sudden you have nothing to say. So if you are serious, and again, it's okay to complain just to feel better, I get that, but if you are complaining and you want to see a change come, then what I'm going to need you to do, again, is write out your complaint. Send it to me at kennethhodge@npmhu304.com, and I will collect them. I will get them together. And again, if we have sufficient reason to request a outside agency take a look at our concerns in Columbus, Ohio, then I want to do that. Now let me tell you how Kenny Hodge works.
This is how I get down. If you are a mail handler and you are currently out of work through no fault of your own, you follow the Postal Service's guidelines on attendance and a liberal leave policy, but yet you were disciplined to include letter of warning, 7-day suspension, 14-day suspension, and removal. You need to write that on a piece of paper so we can let the congressional unit take a look at it. If you are a male handler who got into a verbal confrontation with a supervisor, have a witness statement, but yet the supervisor lied and the post office upheld that lie to the point where you were either given a discussion, letter of warning, 7-day, 14-day suspension, up to removal. You need to document your set of circumstances and let this congressional unit help you find the end that's going to bring you back to work, because you should have never been gone. If you are that postal employee who followed the postal guidelines and then the OPM, Officer Personnel Management's guidelines for emergency federal employee leave, but were given paychecks with no money on them, were had paperwork not approved or not received, if your employee falls into that category, see, you need to document that set of circumstances and send them to Kenny Hodge. Because again, if you speak loud enough, we can get a congressional unit to take a different look at what the Postal Service is doing. If you are that postal employee who every single time you call out of work for annual leave or sick leave, you're getting leave without pay, you need to write that down and come and talk to me. These are the things that I hear on the work floor. These are the things that are, I mean, these are just a few of them. But that's wrong. And if postal management won't self-adjust itself, then we owe it to postal management as career employees to do everything we possibly can to help them self-adjust.
At this time, I am not an elected union official, so therefore, I don't speak with the power and authority that hopefully one day I will be able to speak with. So what I'm going to need from you is write out your complaint, send it to me, and then I'm going to contact the congressional office. Does that make sense? Because I want to make sure that if I reach out to Congresswoman Beatty's office on behalf of the employees who have contacted me, that you're going to tell the congressional investigation what it is that you've told me. Now, all I can say is don't worry about reprisals, because if you are stating facts, then do not worry about reprisals, because we're going to force a change. Now, let me make this perfectly clear. I am not trying to initiate a claim for you as part of an investigation from the congressional level. What I'm interested in doing is communicating your desires for a much improved work environment to the congressional office. And I want to make that clear. I am not initiating the claim for you. I am acting as that mediator, that intercessor between management, local management, and headquarters, so that we can bring about a much better work environment, work atmosphere. Everybody should know what the rules and regulations are, especially when they are reiterated over and over again by postal management. And then when you follow the rules that are given to you by postal management, they turn around and discipline you for that. And I'm just saying that's wrong on so many levels. But if you suffer in silence, it's going to continue to be wrong on so many levels. Right now, you have Ken Hodge ready to stand in the gap between what's right and what's wrong as per the contract and what we feel at work, ready to be that voice to carry your concerns forward. All you have to do is have the voice and the courage to give it to Ken Hodge. That's me. And I'll take it to the congressional office for you. Now, again, sometimes we have to stand for something or we're going to fall for everything. The ratio of new employees to senior employees, the new employees are vastly catching up and about to become the new older employees. And when I say old, I don't mean age, I mean years in the service. And I want to say to those new employees, if you don't get on board and start to speak and protect your work environments, it's not going to be real pleasant for you in the upcoming years. Just based on what we're looking at now, and if you look at from the year before, or as the post office like to say, if you look at SPLY, same period last year, to how you're treated this year, you'll see a major difference. And I don't think the difference is positive. So let's band together, again, in solidarity, because understand what we're trying to do is not advance one person. We're trying to bring a series of complaints outside of the post office that the post office has had numerous opportunities to correct, but they won't. So now we have to kind of force their hand. Now, as an EEO advisor in the Columbus area, I currently have 7 cases that we're waiting to go to redress and then hopefully not have to go to formal EEOs. 7 cases of people being dismissed wrongfully. Now, I know all 7 of those individuals will be talking to the congressional team in the hopes to get their job back. But I don't want to just stay with those 7. Again, if you are an employee who has been wronged by not proper payment on EFEL, I need to hear from you. EFEL being the Emergency Federal Employees Leave. If you requested leave, didn't come on time, now they got to do a pay adjustment, I need to hear from you. If you're an employee who was absent from work as a result of COVID and as a result of the lead management explaining to you or instructing you, if you don't feel good, don't come to work. If you are that employee and discipline has been taken against you, I need to hear from you. If you are an employee who has been wrongfully dismissed in their 90-day probationary period, listen, it is true you have no access to the grievance procedure, but you have full access to Kenny Hodge. I need to hear from you. If you can't take the time to write out your complaint to me, then I'm going to move forward with the thought you have no complaint. If it's not important enough for you to write it out for me, then I'm going to assume it's not important at all. Help me help you, and I guarantee we can bring focus to Columbus, Ohio. And if we are successful bringing enough focus to Columbus, Ohio, then I will share with the other branches and locals around the United States on what we did. So if that problem is existing in their area, we can give them a blueprint on how we solved it in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge from the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. I'm always here frontline fighting for employee rights, and I need your support as I try to champion your cause with respect to unfair dismissals and bring about a much better and more harmonious work environment in the Columbus, Ohio processing plant. Have a great day. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.